This is VOA News. I'm Liz Pelka. Protesters in Karachi, Pakistan, took to the streets on Thursday to show solidarity with Kashmiris. This following the controversial bill by the Indian government on Kashmir. Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi's Hindu nationalist government announced Monday it was revoking the special rights granted to the disputed majority Muslim Himalayan region, which is claimed by both New Delhi and Islamabad. The unprecedented move fueled tensions between the nuclear-armed rival nations, which have already fought two wars over Kashmir. Pakistan on Thursday suspended a key train service with India over the change in Kashmir's special status. Kyrgyz special police forces have detained former President Almazbayev Atambayev. Atambayev is in custody after a security operation that turned violent left one person dead, that according to news outlets. Earlier Thursday, Atambayev's supporters clashed with police at a blocked section of the road outside his home. Police stormed the compound after their first attempt to detain him overnight failed amid more violent clashes. Six special forces troops captured at the compound late on Wednesday were released earlier in the day. The 62-year-old faces five counts of criminally abusing his office when he was president. Two people were killed Thursday when a missile engine exploded at a military base in northern Russia. Russia's defense ministry said the blast happened during a test of a liquid propellant agent at the base used for missile tests in a northwestern region. Six service members and civilian engineers were injured, two of whom died later. This is VOA News. U.S. President Donald Trump was